Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's September the 21st today, 2017, and I wanted to record an audio for you about Octava, the music festival, the online music festival that takes place in October on audio sharing, audio social, audio sites. I've heard Ermanda and Paul Imani talking about using the hashtag Octava17 on Twitter and using that as a way of collating the audio and having the community exist at that aggregated level within Twitter. And I think that's a great idea, but I think it doesn't necessarily suit everybody. Not everybody, it doesn't suit everyone's needs. Some people prefer to be in an app experience and have a facility where the audio is automatically downloaded so that they can listen to it offline and that kind of stuff, out and about, all those sorts of things. Audio Boom was great for that. Audio Boom was perfect for that. But we can't anymore because the standard account, the people, podcaster account, only allows 5 episodes, I think it is, in the month, which is no good. You need at least 31 episodes in the month to do Octava. So Audio Boo has counted itself out of that as being the platform. So, rightly, we're looking to go elsewhere. I think there would be a lot of advantages if we were to actually select a preferred audio platform and so that people that want to use an audio platform rather than Twitter can use that as the epicenter. And I'd like to propose Anchor is the one that we used. Paul Imani, who came up with the idea of Octava in the first place, although the name came from Slandy, Paul suggested that Anchor was a viable platform because it can do RSS feeds, it is Android and iOS compatible, it has a web interface as well, and it is accessible to visually impaired. So it seems like it's got a lot of things going for it as being the preferred platform of choice. And it also, I've learned from using it, that you can actually legitimately, in a licensed way, include music from, for instance, from iTunes, without breaking any laws. So in some ways it does seem like a really good choice. So that would be my proposal, would be use Anchor as the preferred platform, and then I would suggest that everyone who wants to participate, get yourself onto Anchor, get podcasting while September is still on, while we're still in September, get podcasting on this platform and get yourself set up so that you can have your RSS feeds going and that you're familiar enough with the app, because it is different. It is different to Audio Boom. So get familiar, please, with the app. Set yourself up with a podcast. Get your RSS feed out there, if at all possible. I've created a blog post on my blog, sm2n.wordpress.com, where I've collected all of the RSS feeds for the people that I know from the audiobook community that have moved over to, or at least set themselves up on Anchor. So feel free to visit that blog and grab the RSS feeds from there. You'll find mine on there as well, my RSS feed on there. But oddly, you can now find SM2N in iTunes, in the podcast app on iOS devices. You just search for SM2N and it appears in the Apple podcasting directory. So that's a really easy way to find the RSS feeds. So there we are, just a suggestion. I'd love to hear you all on Anchor and to be able to include your RSS feeds. So please do go onto Anchor and connect with me there and let me know your station so that I can add your RSS feed onto my blog post. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Simon's listeners. This is RJ Net, as was, on Audio Boom, and Bearing Away on Anchor. Bearing Away to bring it into line with my Twitter account and my blog, bearingaway.co.uk, although don't rush over there because there's not an awful lot to see. I just thought I would call in, and say, much as this interface, I think, is actually a lot more useful and usable than the previous one, it is quite tricky to find your way around. The call-in button, for instance, doesn't work with VoiceOver, I just found. I have, however, on the points that you were just talking about, I have done steps 1 to 3, and I'm awaiting being told that my podcast is ready to be captured by the world. And I think I'm about to run out of time. Hello, Simon. I'm only just getting over hearing Paul sounding like he was locked in some deep metal chest, and then miraculously coming to the surface and breathing air and speaking as clearly as one is used to hearing him speaking. I'm also slightly struggling with his having to talk within 1 minute. It's interesting that Paul mentions Toastmasters, because one of the things that Toastmasters do, of course, as you are one too, aren't you, is the table topics, and this feels a bit like a table topic, and I'm very quickly running out of space in which to say everything that I want to say. But what I wanted to say was that the call-in button is below the comments button when you're listening to somebody's piece, and it's not findable with VoiceOver, but it is findable if you switch it off. And I didn't find anything about adding photographs on blogs. I was able to set mine up without that.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.